Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Bustin' Loose Baseball with Grant and Danny. Interviews, analytics, and analysis on everything baseball in the nation's capital.
Thank you again to Britt Ciroli of The Athletic to join the Grant and Danny Show, which you can listen to 2 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on 106.7 FM or anywhere in the world with the Odyssey app. So kind of final thoughts here, Darris. This is sort of the Juan Soto episode. This is all about Soto here. It's early in the process. Prediction. Where does this go? Here are some of your choices, but you can make up your own. This is a choose your own adventure.
All right.
Does he get traded this year? Next year? Not at all? And he re-signs here? Some of your options. What do you think the most likely outcome is?
I don't think it's this year, because I do think, kind of like John Heyman has said multiple times, that this is on the level of a Kevin Durant trade in the NBA. We've been comparing to the NBA a couple times here on this episode, where I don't think teams are going to have enough time before the first week of August deadline to put together the kind of package that it's going to take to please this this franchise in trading away Juan Soto. So I don't think it'll happen this year. I want to have a little bit of faith in me that this at least goes through next year, and that there's a chance that there's at least another offer or two available to where maybe we can bring Juan Soto in. My concern is that this drags all the way up until free agency and we don't get a trade done. That's my biggest concern. That would be the ultimate doomsday scenario. But I don't think anything happens the rest of this baseball season. No. I think it's going to be something that happens next season to ultimately finish this up.
This might be a bit of a hot one.
Uh-oh.
This might be like that YouTube show where people eat hot wings. They call it Hot Ones. I just discovered that, by the way. Have you ever seen that show?
Yeah. You're just now getting into that?
Yeah. So some young people told me about it, and I was like, that doesn't sound very interesting at all. And it came up on like a YouTube. I was looking up something else, and like all of a sudden, it's like Ricky Gervais was eating wings. And I was like, well, okay, that's fine. I clicked on it. I was like, that's actually kind of entertaining. Hot Ones. Anyway.
How many episodes did you watch?
One. Just the one. Just the one with Ricky Gervais. Yeah.
See, how do you do that? Because it's one of those shows where once you've watched one, then you see the feed that has all the different people, and you're like, oh, I like that person. I'll watch them eat hot wings and
talk
about stuff.
I just sort of felt like I was good. Like, I got it. It was like, the wings are spicy, you guys. Like, they get spicier as they go, and that's the show. Anyway, this might be a little bit of a hot take here. I think the trade happens this year.
Oh, man.
I think it happens this year. Mostly because this ownership thing is an accelerant.
Yeah.
Right? So, you've got a fire raging. And I think this is the gasoline on that fire.
And by this year, are you saying the first week of August trade deadline?
Yeah, I think within 3 weeks, this goes down. Now, as I said, it might be a bit of a hot one because that's difficult. I don't know what kind of package would work. I don't know what would satisfy. I think there's a need for a decision to be made that's rushing this along because of a new ownership group. So again, if I'm Billionaire Billy rolling in here going, it was here and you don't understand what I'm purchasing with these Nationals here. What sort of assets do we have? What sort of depreciating costs and whatnot? What's on the horizon? That's my rich guy voice. And so I'm looking and I go, I need to know about this guy. I need to know if I'm buying something that I can market, or I need to know if I'm buying something that I can use. I need to know if I'm, you know, looking at seven prospects that are going to make the major leagues and I can be good in 2 years. Do I have to pay Patrick Corbin? I need to know. I need to know what Steven Strasburg's deal is. I need to know if I'm going to get insurance to cover the cash losses, or if I'm just going to carry this dude's 30-some million on my payroll for the next five seasons. I need to know all of those things if I'm going to buy this club. And I think that's going to be the accelerant. I think that's going to be the I need a better word besides accelerant. That's going to be the catalyst.
There you go.
I'm a wordsmith. That's going to be the catalyst that makes this thing happen. And I think there are a handful of teams that could do it. And I think they're going to, I think it's going to be like one of those, we've done a lot of NBA comps in this episode. It's going to be like one of those, it's going to remind me of the Kawhi Leonard deal. Remember, or somebody like that, where you trade for a guy and you spend the whole time whining him and dining him. You trade for the guy in the hopes like, well, why don't you stay here? For true, we could win a couple championships and we'll name a street after you. Like that sort of vibe where he might go to Seattle. They have prospects that could do this. He might go to San Francisco, to LA, to the Yankees. Heck, I mean, if you want to really open it up, the Braves could do it. Who knows if they'd want to? I mentioned the Cardinals. They don't usually do this, but they could. The Mets could do this. And if you're the Nationals, I put pride aside. I don't care who I have to deal with. I'll deal with anybody when it comes to this. Whoever can give me the best haul, they're getting him. If I'm going to go ahead and go with the trade. Because, again, I'm concerned about more than petty rivalries. I'm concerned about the billionaire C-suite, right? And I think that's what's going to end up happening here.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Danny.
Yep.
Which team would it hurt you the most to see him in a uniform in our division? Because obviously the Yankees would be the number one answer. But within our division, who would hurt you the most?
Mets.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't want to think about it. I just answered. It's the Mets.
Because I puked when you said Braves. That was the first one.
They're all pukey. they're all very pukey. The whole thing is pukey.
It's just repulsive to think about.
I mean, that sucks. What if he's playing left field for the Phillies?
Oh God!
Opposite Bryce Harper. You cool with that? No. If he's in him and Acuna in the outfield for the Braves, I'm sure that's fair.
Like the first time I see him Soto shuffle in another uniform, I'm out. I'm out. Just consider me out on everything.
I don't anything. Like all things. Dunzo. Appreciate you guys checking out Bustin' Loose Baseball. This has been the Juan Soto episode. For Darris, GP will be back later this week. I'm Danny Ruye. Keep checking us out wherever you can get your podcast: Spotify, Apple Pods, Odyssey app, the whole nine yards. Rate, review, subscribe. We need your assistance. Keep tweeting me at FunnyDanny. Things that you'd like us to talk about. But today it was all about Juan Soto. Until the Nationals play again. And by the way, just as a quick side note, little editorial, I'm getting the like, hey, watch the Home Run Derby and win tickets and this Juan Soto bobblehead. It's like business as usual. I understand they're doing their jobs. It's still weird because I know the thing, okay? That's all. I'm not mad at anybody. The whole thing is weird. Appreciate you guys checking out the show. We'll be back later on this week. Until then, go Nets.